This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another podcast of Catching Up. You can also tune in live Tuesday nights between 9 and 10 on Joy 94.9.
And now on Joy 94.9, it's time for Catching Up with your hosts, Dolly Adamson, Brett Scriver, and Jamie Lewis.
Good evening, Melbourne, and streaming live across the planet. This is your gay and lesbian radio station of choice, and it's your favourite Tuesday night team. It's Catching Up with Jamie, Brett and Dolly, and a very special guest this evening, Brett.
I know, we have got the fabulous Anne Edmonds to my left.
To my right and to your left. She's in a sandwich.
I'm in the middle.
You're in a gay boy sandwich.
Yeah. It's not me.
Thank you for going there. You
saved me from going there. Well done.
Because our theme of tonight's show is Oz
roast.
Comedians.
No,
is
Oz roast. Sorry.
What is it? It's all about you, yes.
It's all about you tonight, Anne.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks very much.
Goodness gracious.
Well, we do have a theme, though, don't we?
Aussie comedians.
Like, oh, yeah, Aussie comedians. You an Aussie, are you, darling?
What's that?
Put your little headphones back on, sweetheart.
I can't
it's not time them. To leave yet, sweetheart.
We'll turn you up.
There,
oh,
there you are. Sorry, I am a professional.
Now,
I only had about, a minute to come into the studio.
Aussie the talk.
Now, you've brought Stephen, your banjo, along tonight,
he's
which is
here.
Very exciting.
Yes, we'll get him out later.
Get him out of his little box.
Yeah.
Is he well?
He's well,
He's well.
He enjoyed Edinburgh and other things that we've been doing lately. So.
Which we're dying to ask you later on in the show.
Yes.
Because Anne has just come back from Edinburgh, the Edinburgh Comedy Festival.
Fringe Festival. Yep.
And there was a bit of a sellout show, wasn't it?
I don't know if any sold out, so.
Didn't sell many tickets?
Did you sell some?
Tickets were sold.
Tickets
were passed
sold.
Out.
Awesome. Tickets were sold.
Passed out and the show wasn't sold out.
But obviously tonight, because it is Oz comedy, we want to hear from you. Who do you think is a funny Australian comic? Or if you've got a question for Anne.
Yes, if you've got something you'd like to ask Anne.
We've got a comedian live in the studio
That's
tonight.
Right.
I've got a question for all of you.
Mm.
Yes.
What do you think this sound is? Mm-hmm. Have a listen. You want a bit more?
Sounds like me.
Keep on listening. You've got to tell me what the sound is.
Was it the spit roast?
No, spit roast. No.
Is it some sort of Arabic chant, darling?
No. And?
No, I don't. It's just
got nothing. It's a cat.
Oh, it's that cat from the internet.
It's the demon cat.
Oh, of course.
That's how he's talking.
Oh,
have you got cats, Anne?
I don't know.
Well, you've got no idea then, do you,
he's
sweetheart?
Possessed.
Oh, my goodness.
That cat's possessed, isn't he?
I don't know what to say to that. But if
it was just
got
a little funny sound for our funny show. Thought I'd throw you all in, but clearly you're all sinking.
Yeah, well, okay.
That's okay. Never
but
mind.
If you've got a question for Anne,
yes,
or if you want to share who your favourite funny Australian is, SMS us 0427JOY949, email us onair@joy.org.au or give us a call 1300JOY949. Jerry's here waiting
tick,
to take your
tick
call.
Tick that box, Jerry's here. He'll be part of the spit roast for sure.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm going to be playing lots of songs, mainly from 1979, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
But the first one I've got is Barbara Acklin, and this was a hit in 1969, and it's called Am I the Same Girl?
Ooh.
Here we go.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're catching up with Dolly, Brett and Jamie with our fabulous lady guest star, Anne Edmonds, funny lady Anne, on Joy 94.9. What's been happening, guys?
She's a lady, not a tramp, isn't she?
She's
a lady, not a tramp.
Thanks.
Oh my God.
Can I just say very quickly, a comedy star on the rise, according to the Sunday Age.
Oh, right.
There you go. What were you rising? Was it were you baking
yeah,
that day?
Was
a bit
baking.
Of bread.
I think it was
yeah,
a scone.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Self-raising flour.
What have you guys been up to this week?
Oh, well, I was just thinking a bit of road rage when I was driving. Last night.
Yes.
Yes, I think when you get out the burbs, you get a little bit more road rage, don't you?
Do you?
And it's curious when you're going over speed bumps in a school zone and there's a school bus up your ass.
Yes.
Going for it and tooting you and telling you to go faster than
terrible.
The designated 40 kilometres an hour.
That's
road rage with a school bus full of kids.
Oh,
I'm loving that one.
Okay.
Overtaking you on the speed bump. Your kids had any road rage lately?
You
don't drive, do you,
No,
sweetheart?
I get a bit of tram rage, though.
Oh, do you,
Danny?
Yeah.
Because people almost walk on my toes the other day, and I've got a little sore toe at the moment.
Oh, how is that
just
toe
be
of
careful.
Yours?
Just be careful,
mind
people.
Mind your personal space. I was at a school today.
Were you, Danny?
I did a talk today at a school.
Yes.
Keela.
Oh. Keelaw, darling, Keelaw.
That's what that kid said to me when I said Keela.
Isn't it?
Said Keelaw.
Keelaw,
sweetheart. I said, oh, sorry, kids.
Yes. Just practicing
but,
for your telethon skills.
It was about... what's it like to be a comedian?
Oh.
That was the topic.
Oh, really?
And so I just showed them my bank balance. Said, there you go. A bit like that. Got four accounts. They're all on zero. But
it's enriching.
Yes. But it was a lovely little presentation. But
Keelaw Primary School.
Keelaw Primary. I had a bit of a moment, though, with the kids. What happened was I was explaining to them, you know, there's two jobs when someone's performing. There's the performer. Who's doing something wonderful on stage and really giving of themselves.
Yeah.
And then there's the job of the audience.
Mm. To give you something back.
Yeah. And
absolutely.
But at that point, I got a little bit emotional. It's like, you know, and you know, when you're in the audience, you've just got to really listen, you know, because the person on stage is giving of themselves and you've got to have respect for them. And like, you don't know if they've been performing for 2 weeks in a row and haven't been paid.
Would you like some tea in the exit the door, please?
And at the end I said, what have you learnt today? And five hands shot up and I went around, they all said, you've got to have respect in the audience.
So were they a little bit scary?
I think I was a bit scared.
You got them scared.
Well, good on you for teaching them that. I think that's essential and it isn't taught.
Yeah, and I'm going to do it one school group at a time. That's my mission.
Oh, fantastic. Because there are a lot of performers there that do not have any respect.
Something to be said
from
for
the
installing
audience.
Fear, isn't there?
Yeah, that's right.
It's a good tool.
Well, to be a good listener or to be a good audience participant,
absolutely.
So, enjoy yourselves. You've paid the big bucks.
It's a responsibility on both parties, all right?
I agree with you, Anne. It's okay. You're here amongst peers, sweetheart. No one listens to us either. We get the same way.
How was the audience in Edinburgh? How were their reactions?
Could they understand your Aussie accent?
My first show was nerve-wracking. I thought, I didn't know. I just thought I could get up there and say, perform this whole show and they might just sit there looking at me blankly.
Yes.
But, a couple of minutes in, I realised we're on the same page.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was a wonderful, they were wonderful audiences over there.
Well, they
there.
Love comedy in Scotland. Mm. It's a big deal for them. It's part of their culture, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think the arts in England are just so strong. Like, people are so used to being... Like, in, you know, maybe here once a year people go and see comedy, but over there felt like they were, you know,
they
were often in the theatre or often watching shows.
Yeah,
so they knew, it was a fantastic.
Well, 60 years of the BBC has got them right in the mindset, hasn't it? You know, there's been so many great comedians out of the UK.
Yeah.
Legendary, comedians as well.
No, I found
it wonderful. Were you tall in Scotland? I'm quite tall there. They're quite little people, aren't they?
Little sort of angry drunk people.
Little angry drunks that'll glass you at the end of the night. I live with two Scottish girls, actually.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
they're good sorts. I like
afraid
them.
For my life most nights.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Hmm?
Yeah.
And the weather, did you escape Melbourne winter?
We were very lucky with the weather. It rained a bit. I did a bit of flyering in the rain, or cryering, as I call it.
Cryering.
but other than that, like, we had lovely days.
How long were you there for, darling?
4 weeks.
And how many shows did you do in 4 weeks?
I think it was 27 shows
in
a row.
My God.
How many pints did you have in 4 weeks, Jill?
I had a few. We were on at midday, so I didn't.
Really?
Yeah.
Midday? God.
The festival starts at sort of 8 in the, you know, 9 in the morning and it
doesn't
stop.
Who can laugh at that time in the morning?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. It's a different... I had to drop my anal sex jokes, but...
what a shame.
They're strictly after
I'm
lunch.
I'm so glad you said jokes at the end of it as well.
But no, they were, it was a great, wonderful experience.
Yeah, so lunchtime gigs.
Lunchtime gigs. So by 1:30 I was free.
Really?
Yeah, and just sitting around.
Ready for a pint.
Yeah, I was ready for a pint. Yeah.
Well, you got to fit in.
That's sensible hours, isn't it, really, for a comedian? Yeah.
What, 12 to 1 then in the afternoon in the pub?
Yeah, pretty much.
I think you know, table for four here, yeah.
So were you teaching the audience some respect, or they already had it, do you reckon?
No, they were all right. They only had one bad... I had one bad show with a woman in the front row who fell asleep. And she spent the first... I think she was worn out because she spent the first 15 minutes sort of gestering at her husband, like, why are we here?
Yeah.
And rolling her eyes.
Yeah, fair enough.
And then 15 minutes in, she just, you know, it wasn't a full show, so she just pulled up one of the spare chairs, slipped her shoes off.
And
just popped her hooves up on a chair.
Did you have some audience participation at that point?
No, I just sort of, I let her go. But at the end, I said, thank you so much, everyone. It's been a wonderful show. Thank you all for coming, except for you.
Yeah.
And then just left.
Good on you.
And she was asleep. She was asleep, so she couldn't hear you. Yeah, it didn't matter. She didn't.
Yeah. Gosh, I hope she doesn't have narcolepsy because that would have just been mean.
Yeah. Well, I wondered if she had dementia.
You're catching up with the When Tuesday Night crew on Joy 94.9.
Get some funk into your Tuesday nights with Catching Up on Joy Doll. What do you reckon? Check it out.
You're listening to Joy 94.9. This is your Tuesday night crew. It's Catching Up with Jamie, Brett and Dolly, and a very special guest, Anne Edmonds, is here with us this evening. We're talking about funny ladies, funny Australian ladies in particular, like Anne, and we're wondering who you think is funny. Give us a call on 1300-JOY-949 or SMS 0427-JOY-949 or send us an email on air at joy.org.au.
Yes, that's right. Well done, Jamie. Right. Well done, Jamie. What have you got for us, Anne? What are you doing?
Well, I've brought my banjo in tonight by request. My banjo, Stephen, he's here. That's him there.
Oh.
And I was gonna play you a little song first.
Yes.
But first, it needs a little bit of. I'll have to provide a little bit of context.
Little storyline.
Do tell, Anne. Do tell.
That I'm laughing because the microphone is down towards my crutch and Brett just leant down there to
it's
speak
quite
into
awkward,
it.
Isn't it?
Quite a nice moment for us.
It wasn't going to be the first or the last time, you know that,
Anne.
I thought you guys were cousins. What's going on?
Long story.
Now, this song I wrote, now, when I was, I lived in the country for a while. Are any of you rural?
Oh, look, Dolly's a bit
well,
of
well, Queensland, that's rural.
Queensland, yeah. I thought you'd be racist. I couldn't ask
that. Well, same thing.
She's trying. She's working on it.
When I was about, I think I was about 26, I moved to the country, right? Now, I don't know if you guys know, in small rural communities, it's quite difficult to make friends.
Yes.
They're
I just find it difficult everywhere.
So I decided to join one of the local netball teams, right? Because that's your way in the country.
Mm, totally.
But I didn't really fit in there with the women, you know, like when they were all having a bourbon and coke in a can directly after the game.
Oh, bless.
I'd be having a wine in a plastic cup, right?
And sophisticated, Norse.
Oh, la-di-da.
Yeah, sophisticated.
Look at you with your ears and grey.
Yeah, who does she think she is?
Oh, have a look at her.
Look at this mug.
Have a look at Madam. Right. Mm-hmm. So anyway, there was an end of season netball trip organised, right, with the girls. So I agreed to go, you know, so they might like me a bit more.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of things for that reason. And this is where I normally say including anal sex, but I won't say it.
It's too late.
anyway, we all went over the border from Mount Gambier to Warrnambool, which is nearby. And Warrnambool, from Mount Gambier, Warrnambool, it seems a little bit, it's like New York pretty much.
Right.
They've got Sports Girl, they've got everything.
Yeah.
So we went over. Now, there are a number of humiliations that happened on this trip, right, particularly to me. Now, I'll tell you about one of the things that happened, right, was Pam, the captain, lined us all up at the beginning of one of our nights out and made us squash our breasts together and went along writing on our boobs in a text that, if you're staring at my tits, please buy me a vodka cruiser.
All right. Did that work?
It's actually quite effective.
Yeah.
That's You'd good, be surprised.
Good bit of marketing, that, isn't
it?
Yeah, that T-shirt
bad.
Done.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'll sum up for you these. So they were kind of picking on me.
Mm. Oh,
they left me out. I wasn't really in the group.
Mm.
And I'm going to sum up the women for you, right, in a series of sound bites because I need to paint a picture of who we were dealing with. All right? So here's a little sample. I'm going hard tonight. I'm backing it up again. Just vomit, Pam, and then keep drinking. I know you've slept with my husband, Jenny.
Everybody knows. When are you going to admit it so I can fight you? Nah, I touched his cock first. That means I win the slab. Get stuff! Get it out! Get it out of my ass!
We've just been taken off
was
the
air. Was that the vodka cruiser?
No, that last one was me.
Sorry, I do apologise to my nephews and my nieces listening tonight.
It's a clean shot.
Anyway, when I got back to Mount Gambier, yes. I wrote this song.
Good on you.
And I'm sorry for the long story, but I needed you
to
have it. Need to preamble, set it up.
Set up.
Paint a picture.
So here's the song I wrote about those women. Here we go. As far as I'm aware, you're all married and have kids. So that's why I was surprised when you did what you did. Such lovely memories to share with our loved ones who weren't there in Warrnambool on our skanky netball trip. All right, here we go. And Pam, was that a man or just a 16-year-old boy? It was hard to know because the lights were low in the nightclub's dirty toilet. And Kate, were you all right in the middle of the night? Well, we saw you there in your underwear with that bloke who was covered in your vomit. And Jenny, was that a horse? Oh, a donkey. Well, of course. Well, we didn't hear a peep for the rest of the week out of you. You must have really enjoyed it. What happens on the nipple trip stays on the nipple trip. Happens on the nipple trip stays. What happens on the nipple trip stays on the nipple trip. Happens on the nipple trip stays. And Danny, you were fun. No, we all wanted to see your bum. When you did that dance and you lost your pants for that bloke who gave you $15. And Mary, you went flying by in a taxi with that Swedish guy. And your boobs were out and we all heard you shout, "Stop it! But I see you're still together now, and I think that's just terrific. All right, all together, you guys in the studio. Right, you know, yeah, now yes, yes. What happens on the nipple trip stays on the nipple trip. Happens on the nipple trip stays. What happens on the nipple trip stays on the nipple trip. Happens on the nipple trip stays. Whisper. Happens on the nipple trip stays on the nipple trip. Happens on the nipple trip stays. What happens on the nipple trip stays on the nipple trip. Happens on the nipple trip stays. There you go.
Ooh, that was done.
Fantastic. That was fun. Anne doing some banjo on the netball. You're with Catching Up with Brett, Jamie, Dolly, and our beautiful guest, Anne. I'm now going to play some Ronnie Dyson. We are going back. Ronnie Dyson, we're so in love with you, Anne. This is dedicated to you, sweetheart.
Joy 94.9.
There, funny lady Judith Lucy, and of course you're listening to Joy 94.9. Well, you'd be just plain f***ed in the head if you listened to anything else.
Brett, Dolly and Jamie, playing for laughs, playing for keeps. I'm catching up on Joy 94.9.
Good evening and welcome to your weekly dose of Catching Up. It's Jamie, Brett and Dolly with a very special guest in the studio this evening. It's the beautiful and very funny Anne Edmonds. Welcome again, Anne. Thank you for your song before that song.
That was good fun.
Hilarious netball song. Awesome. I like that. They were real slappers, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
What was the team called? You know, they're called the Sharks or called something like that.
I think they're called the Mount Burr Mosquitoes or something like that.
Oh.
Skankos. Because, what, one bite?
Yeah,
and you're dead.
Or you're itchy.
Yeah. Upstairs and downstairs.
Now, and you're obviously on a gay and lesbian radio station tonight.
I am.
We thank you for coming along and supporting
in the wrong
our
one,
community.
Is she?
And have you ever caught the lesbian buster?
I've had a couple of, back in the day, I had a couple of pashes. Did you? When we used to go out, remember?
Yeah. Is it the lesbian bus or the lesbian truck?
Oh, well, there's probably both versions of that.
Ute. The lesbian ute. But speaking of GLBTI.
Yes.
I know that Anne's got some things involved in Midsummer, because obviously Midsummer's about to kick off in the next few weeks.
Yes.
Yeah. Summary.
Midsummer. Oh, is
it? Yeah. Midsummer goes, for those of you who don't know, it's a big GLBTI
festival. This is my first Midsummer, so I'm very excited.
I'm going to take you to Fair Day.
It's not next year, though, darling.
No, but this is the lead up to it.
Right.
And then it's the majority is
actually... something there for that?
Anne's got some stuff for you.
I'm doing a show with a whole lot of other comics called the Laugh Out, the big... What is it? The Lowell Gay Big Comedy Night.
Oh, awesome.
It's at the Order of Melbourne, and we do it in January and February. There's a whole lot of dates. And it's got Joel, you know, Hannah Gadsby, Joel Creasy.
Was Joel the one who did the nude?
Yeah,
he's magnificent.
Did he actually go in the nude in his show?
He nearly... Now, did he put didn't see peni. There's something in front of.
Because in his little posters around Melbourne, it was like, not bad.
Yeah, the show was called Naked.
Yeah,
he's a very clever man.
Yeah,
he's very young too. He's only 21.
I know. So, when I watch him, I get a bit bitter. I love him, but I'm like, come on. Achieving young.
Put it on lay by Del.
Geraldine Hickey's in it as well.
Oh, fantastic.
Geraldine Quinn, she's awesome. So that happens in January and February, the same time that Midsummer's is on.
Awesome.
Which is a great night to come along to.
Oh, fantastic.
Organised by Anthony Menchetti, wonderful man.
And
so is that your next gig, darling?
Is that my... Oh, God, I hope not.
Besides this
one. January.
I mean, this one's pretty big, but what else have you got?
I think I've got... I'm going up to Sydney in
another couple
of weeks.
More primary schools or
yeah,
what?
I'd love to do a bit more
put
of that.
Put a bit more fear of God into
fantastic.
The kiddies.
Well, they're paid gigs, aren't they, those ones? Not really.
A little bit.
It's all biscuits. Publicity. Yeah.
Come on, all for a nice Bobo.
It's amazing what she'll do for a toffee apple and some petrol to get home.
Straight to anal sex if there's a toffee apple on go.
Easy.
That's too much anal sex we've talked tonight.
Sorry, it's not my fault.
No, it's Jamie's fault.
Oh, why do I get the blame for it? I've said it once.
Because you're egging everyone on.
Oh, well, it's fun. People do it.
Don't they?
Hey, look, we've got another comedian, haven't we?
Well, look, we're talking about Aussie comedians. Yeah. Now, Kitty Flanagan, you know anything about her?
I don't know much about her. I've never met her or anything like that, but I think she's pretty good. I like her a lot.
Yeah. I love her on
you like
the project.
Her? Yeah,
on
the
she's
project,
brilliant
yes.
on that, isn't she?
Isn't she?
She's you like
great.
Her on the project, Jamie?
Yes, I think she's incredibly funny.
Yes.
Yes, very good.
She describes herself that she was a tiny stick-like child with a very large front teeth and fuzzy hair, and she's now a grown woman with very large front teeth and fuzzy hair.
That's
how she describes herself on her webpage. Yeah, she's a lovely little thing. Anyway, I've got a bit of her.
Oh, fantastic.
From the project.
Yes.
And Sweden apparently has gone to extremes to encourage sexual equality. I don't know if anyone knows about this. From an early age. And it's opened a gender-neutral preschool, Egalia, which bans the words him and her.
Oh, bless the Swedes.
And doesn't allow toys or books that create the gender stereotype.
Yeah.
And it's
Kitty
all a bit
is
clinical
asked,
in Sweden, yes. isn't it?
Anyway, Kitty is asked by the team on the project if we need this in Australia, and this was her response.
Awesome.
And it's coming
she's
up
quiet, isn't
on
it?
Joy 94.9.
Oh, yes. No, she's here. She's here.
Oh, she's here.
Forget about building sites and the Defence Force Academy. Kindergartens are your hotbed of sexism. If you don't believe me, then allow me to quote Garnamy Casper. No, he's not a philosopher. He's a boy I went to kindy with, and he said, boys are strong like King Kong. Girls are weak. Chuck them in the creek. To my face, he said that. To this day, I still can't walk past a body of water without thinking, man, I am weak. I should be chucked in there. That sort of thing wouldn't happen at Egalia. They've banned the use of the words boys and girls. Instead, they use the word friends, something they also do in Queensland. No matter what your gender, they just call you mate. G'day, mate. How are you, mate? I'm good, mate. But it goes further at Egalia. They also don't use him, her, he or she. Well, that's dumb. Soon Sweden will be full of children who don't know how to use personal pronouns. They'll be saying, Jürgen was running and then it fell over and hurt its knee. Can't talk like that. It's rude. Listen, excuse me, Charlie. Can you ask Dave if it has a question for me?
I don't know. Does it?
It does. So, Kitty, what about nursery rhymes? I mean, I can't imagine these kids are allowed to tell Polly to put the kettle on, yeah?
No, you're right. Way too sexist. In the same way that when Wee Willy Winky runs through the town, they no longer mention his Wee Willy or, indeed, his Winky. Instead, there's a lot of focus on books that include gay, lesbian, bisexual and transgender people. One very popular storybook is the tale of two giraffes who are sad to be childless until they come across an abandoned crocodile egg. I've read this book and I can tell you it's a beautiful story. The crocodile grows up and realises he could not be blessed with two more loving or delicious parents. Obviously, there's a shortage of this kind of literature, so I've come up with my own set of children's books based on the classic favourites. Instead of The Cat in the Hat Comes Back, I've gone for The Cat in the Hat Comes Out. We've also got The Fox in Socks, which is now The Fox in Docks. And my personal favourite, Green Eggs and Ham, is now Green Eggs and Wham. The school's director says, yes, there are biological differences between boys and girls, but that doesn't mean they can't have the same interests and abilities. But I don't know. I've done a lot of babysitting in my time, and I have never seen a little girl with either the interest or the ability to put a donut on a doodle. That's it, friends.
So there was Kitty Flanagan, a little bit from The Project. Isn't she hilarious? Lady. Hey, I liked all her changing of the classics. I thought we might do some. What do you think,
Kitty? Let's do some. Another quick game.
Can we change any classic and make it kind of gay or transgender? Here's an easy one. Little Woman. Anne, you got anything? Little Woman. Think of gay or transgender.
Big Dyke.
I was thinking Little Lezos. Little Lezo
on the prairie.
Little question marks.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. What about Little Lord Fauntleroy? What is it? Fauntleroy.
Yes.
Nothing there?
Little Lord
Fauntleroy.
Little confused boy in ladies' pants.
Yes, lovely.
Yes.
Pride and Prejudice.
Oh, Proud and Practical.
Pride and March.
Pride and March.
Yes, beautiful.
Last of the Mohicans.
Last of the Mullets.
Is he Puerto Rican? What do you think of that? No?
Is he Puerto Rican?
What about Dr. Zeus, The Pocket Book of Boners?
I think we don't need to change that title.
No. I didn't even know that existed.
I'd like to read that book.
Yeah.
What about Hooray for Differenduffer Day? That's a Dr. Zeus book. Hooray for Differenduffer Day.
Oh, we could just have Hooray for Gay Day.
Yes, or Hooray for Differenduffer is Gay.
Yeah.
The Seven Lady Go Divas. The Seven Lady Drag Queens, maybe?
Oh, yes.
And there's no need, I don't think there's any need to change Moby Dick.
No.
As You Like It. Les Miserables. No need to change any of those. Because we're all miserable, let's face it.
Yeah. Well, gay doesn't mean what it used to, does it?
No.
You know? Doesn't it? Gosh. Doesn't mean happy anymore.
No, we've ruined that word, haven't we, really?
Oh, we have. Oh, dearie me. Have we got any shout-outs?
We do have a couple of shout-outs. First off, Hikaru, the lovely Hikaru, who was on the breakfast show with us last week. He just says a big hello and obviously a big joy welcome to Anne.
Thank you.
He's a Yanks.
Who's Hikaru?
He's an American newsreader here, so he's all about nah, you know.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. He's a nice guy. We've got a bit of a compliment. Oh, Anne, you are truly magical.
Oh, isn't that nice?
That might be from my lovely partner, Andrew.
So.
Andrew, I love you. Thank you.
Yeah, I love you too, Andrew.
And finally, Jerry on the front desk sent us one, and this obviously related to when we said about the lesbian car or the lesbian bus?
Yeah, we asked Anne if she'd ever gotten the lesbian bus. Mm.
And he said there's also the Isle of Lesbos. Of course, is in Greece.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's a whole island.
Jerry's good, isn't he, Jerry?
He opens
the door and he sends through emails.
Now, speaking of
lovely ladies, Lou Rawls, you know him?
Yes.
He's going to sing us a little bit of lady love.
Did not see that coming.
You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9.
Lady love, your love is peaceful like the summer's breeze. My lady love, with love that's tender as a baby's touch, you give me all of the things that I need so much. You're my world, lady love.
This is Kitty Flanagan. You're listening to Joy 94.9. I'm not a lesbian, but only because nobody's asked me.
Oh, hi. You're listening to Dolly Adamson on Joy 94.9 with the Catching Up crew. Why would I say just Dolly for? I'll get rid of that one.
Good evening and welcome to your Tuesday night dose of, well, stupidity, really. It's Catching Up with Jamie, Brett and Dolly, and our very special guest Anne Edmonds is in the studio with us. And we're going to cross live now to Brett, who's about 3 metres from me.
If that.
If that. I know. He's
it was just between...
Face.
Oh, anyway.
Well, look, we were just talking about in the community service announcement just a moment ago, how there's all the different gay festivals over Australia, and there's Big Gay Day in Brisbane. Ooh. There's Perth Pride that they've just done. There's obviously the annual... Sydney.
Oh, it's all Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras.
I haven't heard of that one.
Oh, no. Yeah,
what's that one about?
Midsummer's coming up for us here in Melbourne in January and February. And obviously, right now is the Adelaide Feast Festivals shortly is about to commence.
Soon.
And there's a whole variety of different things happening
so
around. Their GLBTI festivals is all around eating and drinking because obviously South Australia is well known for the Barossa and McLaren Vale.
Awesome.
And also, they have some fantastic restaurants.
Gays that eat,
there.
That's different, isn't it?
And I think that's a good thing because every state has to do, you can't be just the same old. Mm. It has to be a bit different. So they are doing something a bit different. They've got a site, feast.org.au, but I know that you're involved, the group that you're with, you're involved with the Feast this year.
Yep. So that another awesome Australian female comic, Geraldine Hickey, good mate of mine, is doing the Feast this year with her show that's called, it's her come out show. She came out when she was 30.
Yeah.
She's the best. Yeah.
Geraldine
and,
Hickey.
Yeah. And her show's called Turns Out I Do Like Sun-Dried Tomatoes.
Oh, fabulous.
And it's a magnificent show. I've seen it. It's not only hilarious, but it's extremely moving. I watched it in Adelaide last year during the Fringe, and I cried. I laughed and I cried.
Oh, that's always good.
Wow. It was
she's
quite
had
beautiful.
Some really
I'm going to write her
review.
Down. Geraldine Hickey.
She's great. So she's on from reviews. The 21st to the 24th of
is
November.
Her last name really Hickey?
Yeah, it is Hickey.
Fantastic.
Yep. And she's in the Garden Lounge, wherever that is, Adelaide listeners. Oh, call in, let us
lovely.
Know.
We do get a few people from SA, but obviously, you know.
Online.
We're online as well.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, or some people might be going over as well from Melbourne, so check it out.
So I guess there's a whole lot of tourism now where you can sort of, you know, move through the festivals. I know it's a bit like that in Europe where you could, you know, you can follow the gay pride marches across Europe and be from country to country and have a big holiday.
It's funny you should say that because it really kicks off with Perth Pride.
Yeah.
Then it goes to Adelaide's Feast. Then obviously it's Christmas and New Year.
Yeah.
It's midsummer. Then that leads into the gay and lesbian.
It's not a bad idea if you're coming down under for a couple of months.
And
you
and then finally it
that.
Ends up in Brisbane's Big Gay Day because it's big and it's gay.
Yeah.
And then you can probably fall into a heap because it's
how would the hangover be? You need a couple of years off.
Now, Geraldine Hickey, now who else can you recommend?
Comedians.
Yes.
Well, a lot of my mates are female comedians.
Of course.
The boys are good too.
Yeah.
Kate McLennan's wonderful.
Kate McLennan.
She just got a moose head award to do a really interesting
show. I thought you were going to say she just got a moose head. I thought, how would you do that?
She's a hunter.
She's doing a show with one of your presenters, I believe, which is Wes Snelling. Do you know
Wes? Wes actually does.
On the Monday?
No, Tuesday. Tuesday afternoon drive.
Oh, yeah. So the two of them have been given funding to develop a show together.
Oh.
And we saw a little snippet of it
like
on Monday.
Like both doing
night.
Stand-up together?
No, more a character-based show.
Okay.
And it's actually going to be set in a hotel. Sounds very interesting.
Wow.
So that's one to look out for at the Comedy Festival next
year. Because Wes does this cocktail lounge singer.
Oh, yeah. What's her name?
And I've forgotten the name of it.
It's awesome.
Hilarious.
Yeah,
and not
yeah.
a bad voice.
Yes, he's got
for,
a great
bit of a
for a guy doing a girl, a pretty good voice. Now, I'd also like to say when I've seen Anne in the past when she's done her shows, she normally has a pianist, because we like that word here at Catching Up.
A pianist.
The wonderful Amy. And I'm amazed with, because Amy, she obviously has a daytime job.
Yes.
And how she tinkles out the ivories.
She's beautiful, isn't she?
It's amazing. And she laughs. And what I've always noticed, that like we'll probably see you in like your fifth or sixth show because we need Anne to warm up. You got to.
Don't want it to be awkward afterwards.
No. And Amy's there loving every show, laughing at all your jokes. I mean, that's a really wonderful accompaniment.
Yeah, she's great. It? And 27 shows in Edinburgh and we've never fought. We've done... This will be, you know, we've done three shows together over 3 years and we don't seem to have an argument or anything.
Isn't that fantastic?
So, darling, is it mainly songs you do?
I move between songs, stand-up and characters in my shows.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what other characters do you do?
I do an old man called John Watts.
Okay.
That's interesting. And I do Bev. Remember Bev?
I used to love Bev.
And she's like an old... She used to work at the OK Pie Shop in Mount Gambier. That was a real shop in Mount Gambier. The OK Pie Shop. They're just OK.
They're just OK.
And what else? Oh, Rebecca.
Who's Rebecca?
I can't remember Rebecca.
Rebecca talks like that. She keeps getting fired from all her jobs.
Oh, that's right. There's always something wrong with poor Rebecca.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Who else have I done over there? Can't even think. I've got a few. There was Raylene the Racist, but she's more online. This is just more of an online force.
Raylene the Racist.
You used to do another show with another Anne.
Anna,
When you were in Darwin.
That's right. Yeah, we did like an online sketch comedy show up there for the ABC. Uh-huh. Tough at the Top.
That's right. I loved it. Anne introduced me to, there was a mystery person on the show and they would wear a crash helmet and they had a motorised Esky.
Oh, a motorised Esky. That's right. I bought that.
One of those.
Essential.
I bought that on eBay. So it's actually a functioning Esky, but it's got a motor in it and you can ride it, which is ideal for Darwin, because you always need, a long neck
Esky
or something.
Yeah.
A long neck and a set of wheels.
It's very hot. It's very hot.
And I remember the funny thing was when I was bidding for it, I was going head to head with another guy who clearly wanted it. I had a look at the suburb he was from and he was honestly like, about five streets away. So out of the whole world, just meeting another guy from Darwin.
Just two people from Darwin going...
Just going head to head. We bumped up the price to about $700 from about $200. I got it.
That's more than what you get paid in a year, isn't it, darling?
Yeah.
The quiz afternoon that we were doing as fundraiser for Joy on Sunday, we came fifth out of 20.
That's not bad.
For our first go.
Yeah.
And there was a bit of an auction and I'm a little bit of a, I've got to win the auction. And I went head to heads. And then around about the $90 mark, I was like, because it was a coffee table book, fantastic book. And then I was like, do I actually really want this?
Oh, look, it's all for a good cause.
But
Brady,
then it sold for 90. So I said, right, good.
All for
a
good cause.
And you hadn't shopped for a few hours. I mean, you were getting desperate, weren't you, by the end of that? It was a long quiz afternoon.
It was getting bored.
A lot of fun.
Awesome.
Anna, what have you got for us, darling? Have you got any stand-up now or have you got a character? We're free-flowing here. We can do what we want here.
I was just looking through my...
Have you got anything for us or should I slip to a song?
I was thinking about one of my ex-boyfriends recently.
Yes.
When I actually lived in Italy for a while, when I was about 22, I went there to study Italian.
I never knew that.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and I had an Italian boyfriend.
Yes, you would if you're in Italy.
Yeah,
you?
I got one. Quick, smart. Toot sweet. And, but I didn't speak Italian, so I didn't know. I didn't really know anything about him. We just hang out together. Anyway, when we used to go down the street together, I thought he was just like the most popular guy in town. As we walk down the main street, which you do in Italy, you do a lot of walking, and people would be yelling out, hey, Marco this and Marco that. And
Marco, ciao.
Yeah, Marco. Da, 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 da. I was that proud. I thought I've really...
You got the whole one.
I've really nailed it here. Got numero uno in town. And then eventually... I learned Italian, but it happened to me quite quickly.
Yeah, you absorbed it.
Yeah, I'd been learning and learning it, but I couldn't speak it. And I remember going into there was a cafe in town where they sold Nutella slice, and it was awesome. My housemates used to buy it, but I couldn't get the communication across that I wanted it. I always used to end up with a Danish or something. I'd be pointing at it. And then one day I got so frustrated in there, and just all of a sudden all my Italian... came out. I was just like, blah, 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 blah. I want that Nutella slice, cut it up, put it in a bag. I was fluent. Yeah. Walked out of there with the Nutella slice. Anyway, saw Marco again. Mm. Went walking down the street with him with my new knowledge of Italian.
And you could understand for...
He was being bullied. He was a nerd.
Oh, no.
And I didn't understand.
Oh, I thought you were being bullied there for a moment,
darling. No, it was him. They were like, Marco, your professor.
Polo.
Your professor loser or whatever.
Your professor loser.
Something gosh.
Those Italians are harsh.
Was he blindfolded? Chucked in the pool? Marco Polo?
Cultural things. You don't actually know. If you can't understand, you don't know if someone's a nerd or not. Yeah. How are you supposed to know in another country?
You can't unless you know the language.
Yeah.
Or someone goes dull.
You're with a nerd.
Yeah. Hanging out with the donkey seller.
So you dropped him like a...
No, I stuck with him. I liked him. I put up with the calculator and the high pants and we got on with things.
Good way to learn a language, though, isn't it? Yeah. Ride one of the locals till you can speak it fluently.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do it every time.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, look, it's coming up to the end of the show. The next show up is obviously the fabulous Sci-Fi and Scream. They've got a couple of things. They always have some great interviews themselves. They've got an interview with a horror filmmaker. They've also got the creator of Outland, which was a gay science fiction.
Oh, yeah.
John Richard.
Oh.
He's Adam appeared on the show, but John actually created it. I don't know if they're related.
No. Yeah,
I know.
Wow.
And they've got Patient Zero, which is a zombie game. And I think old Mitch has been up to all hours with matchsticks in his eyes playing the game. Of course he has. Goodness. Well, look, it's been another fabulous catching up. And
we just might play a little bit of Traff and then come back to say goodbye.
Yeah,
let's
do that.
Idea?
Let's do that. You're on Joy 94.9.
Hello, this is Julia Zamiro, and you're listening to Joy 94.9. Lucky you.
Australia's best titbit.
Without the tits.
Catching up on Joy 94.9. Good evening and welcome to Catching Up. This is your Tuesday night crew with Jamie, Brett and Dolly and our very special guest that's been with us this evening, the lovely and very funny Anne Edmonds. Anne, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me. I've loved it.
Oh, we'd loved
it. We've had a ball.
Time's flown, hasn't it?
Time
with you here. Mm.
And thanks, Stephen, for coming in.
No problem.
Lovely as always. He's a bit bigger in real life, isn't he? He's a big boy.
Yeah.
I know, it's almost the size of your hand.
The banjo is large and it's heavy.
And you know,
it's my shoulders.
If comedy doesn't work out, there's always a lovely career in the mafia.
Oh, I'm pretty sure
comedy. Or community radio.
Or community radio.
See how you go.
Still laughing the next day, simply fantastic performer, according to The Age.
Oh,
there you go.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, how are you going, Dan? You getting some accolades or what? What's going
getting
on?
There, you know, slowly but surely.
How long have you been doing this gig for?
I have been doing comedy. I started when I was 28, doing character comedy, and I started stand-up when I was about 30. So I'm 34 now.
How can it take you till you're 30 to realise you're funny sometimes, doesn't it?
Well, like, you just confidence. Have the confidence which I've barely got. But you know,
Raw Comedy National Finalist, by the way, as well.
Yes.
Comedy National Finalist.
Where they put you in front of 1,200 people when it's about your third or fourth gig. At the Melbourne Town Hall, just to give you a little kick up the pants.
That's a kick in
the
ass,
isn't
it? Goodness,
now, you've also done some work with Denise Scott.
No.
She was in Edinburgh.
She did her first Edinburgh, which I just thought was magnificent for, you know.
She just wanted to get away from the kids,
didn't
she?
She's such a successful comedian to go, no, I can... I'm going to go and start from scratch in Edinburgh. It was awesome.
Yeah. Hey, guys, we've got to make moves. And
we've got to get out of here.
Time for us to say goodbye.
So I want to say a big thanks.
Thank you, Danny.
To Anne Edmonds.
Thanks for having me.
She's going to come up. You will just keep an eye on the Feast Festival, the Adelaide Feast Festival, feast.org.au. And Anne will be joining other comedians over the midsummer that's coming up as well, which
please
will be
come
awesome.
Along.
Next week, guys, on the show, it's all about the 19.
Well, maybe, maybe not.
No?
Yeah, it depends if we change our mind, doesn't it?
We might do that.
We might
keep it
not.
Fresh.
Keep it real.
Yeah. What song are we playing out tonight, Dol?
Well,
hello, we're the Krensky
sisters. Are with us. Have you seen them?
They're
We're going out with some instant funk. Thanks for asking, Brett. I got my mind made up.
We'll
see you next week, kids.
Good night, everyone.
Thanks for listening.
Bye from Brett, bye from Jamie, bye from Anne.
Good night, Australia. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. For catching up on Joy 94.9, follow the links on joy.org.au to subscribe and follow the show.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.